Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it is just Wednesday. So that's like halfway through, right?
I feel like we should give the people good news that you are halfway through your week. You're like 2.5 days till vacation of Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, for you, you technically are still, in quotes, working this weekend.
Technically, I'm on vacation, in quotes, right now.
Will she be flying or driving to the Las Vegas?
She will be driving because she will be bringing all 7,000 of her dogs and wife.
You are a
but
lot.
But honestly, Poppy drives. I mean, Poppy. Lisa drives. So
you're technically being driven.
So technically, I'm rich, I'm a celebrity, and I'm being driven by my own girlfriend.
And how long are you staying in this Las Vegas area?
I will be there until Monday evening.
Fantastic.
So I'll be broadcasting from the Vegas studios on Monday, which I'm very excited about. What's up, 94.1 HD2? I'm doing a lesbian pool party I'm hosting. Mm-hmm. I got the bathing suit yesterday.
Can anyone attend? Like, meaning,
lesbian can attend.
Fantastic.
If you're a man, you cannot come because it's optional.
Got it.
Ooh, I've never done a optional party.
All right. Well, what are you thinking in terms of, because you are hosting, right?
Well, I got the bathing suit in the mail yesterday.
Does your hosting require you to speak or just mostly be available just to kind of
No, I'm running the show. I'm running games. I'm introducing the DJ. I'm introducing the performances.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's like a stage or if it's just kind of.
Yeah,
like,
there's a
we don't
stage
have that for the
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, there is. It's a full. It's a gig. But I've been working out really hard to get into bikini shape.
So, oh, you're doing a bikini?
Yes, I am. I got the bikini in the mail yesterday.
Okay.
Well,
what is it?
It is a
traditional triangle.
No, it's a white bikini with see-through. How do you say I can't explain it. It's like the strings are see-through, so it just looks like it's barely hanging on.
That's I think your favorite pastime is barely hanging on.
Truly, that is my favorite pastime.
All right, well, it's time for some news on the beat while Michaela figures out how to wear that string bikini. Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, it was another night of chaos in Hong Kong. Now, thousands of anti-government protesters blockaded the main terminal at Hong Kong's airport for a second straight night, temporarily stopping flights. Protesters overran airport security and used luggage carts to set up barricades in front of security checkpoints. They also physically blocked passengers from getting to their flights. Now, the ensuing clashes between protesters and riot police. 6 people were hospitalized and 5 others were arrested. The airport resumed operations this morning with airport staff seen removing stains and covering up graffiti as passengers arrived. But we'll continue talking about that story later on. Now, in other news, there won't be any new tariffs on Chinese-made consumer goods until December 15th. That means popular items like toys, cell phones, and video game consoles won't be subject to price hikes, possibly caused by the tariffs during the important Christmas shopping season. However, President Trump, who has used the threat of tariffs as a negotiating tack, said he made the move to spare consumers pain heading into the holiday season. Wall Street appreciated the move and stocks surged almost 400 points. But we'll go in depth later on in the next hour with Samuel Garrett Pate, because it is Woke Wednesdays and we have a really great show for you. We'll be talking to Samuel Garrett Pate. And we'll be talking about what kind of dater you are. Do you sleep around? Do you sleep on the first date? Are you conservative?
Mm-hmm.
But coming up first, could Trump have lasting effects on SoulCycle and Equinox?
Is he going in there now? Is that where he's going?
He's actually working out there right now. He's at the juice bar currently, and then he will move to the treadmill.
Right. Well, SoulCycle and Equinox both are facing huge backlash. Rather, faced a chorus of calls for a boycott last week over the news that Stephen Ross, like reported, the billionaire chairman of the company that owns the fitness boutiques, who was hosting this lavish fundraiser for Trump last weekend at his home in the Hamptons. This is at Stephen Ross's home, right? But research actually shows that boycotts tend to not do long-term damage to companies' bottom lines, and that only about a quarter of them, like 25% of those boycotts actually affected the desired change that they wanted to. But SoulCycle and Equinox are kind of extra vulnerable because of how they market themselves as lifestyle brands. And by the way, this is according to research from someone named Mary Hunter McDonald and Braden King. They're management professors who have basically compiled this huge database of hundreds of corporate boycotts. And their feeling is building a strong reputation as a socially responsible firm or business, whatever, creates certain expectations. And it makes incongruent behavior more noticeable. So if they step out of line with what they say they stand up for, it can be damaging to the company's image. Let's take SoulCycle, right? They sell themselves right now as a meditative fitness experience that's designed to benefit the body, mind, and soul. Have you been?
I've never been a SoulCycle, no.
Why didn't you go?
Well, just because I'm lazy and I hate spin class.
I hate spin class too, but I feel like I always felt weird about it. I don't know.
I never felt weird. I always wanted to. My friends who have gone have loved it. They
said it's life-changing. We never went. And I'm like, why didn't I? Were we not? Maybe we didn't want our life changed.
Honestly, maybe we hate ourselves. And that's we're like, you know what? Let us stay miserable
life
and depressed.
Life is good. Let's not explore our soul while spinning.
Let's not be happy. How about that? Let's be depressed. Well, and
I never went.
Equinox, I went to Equinox
one time. I did too. Well, I used to go there. But.
Well, I thought it was beautiful, but it was just way too expensive.
It's so expensive.
I can literally do the same thing at the gym down the street from my
yes.
house. However, people have always made a big deal about how great the classes are and how clean. It is.
The thing is,
and
the one here is very crowded. The one in the Hollywood area, the one that all the whatever, the posh one, as it were.
Yeah.
But that being said, SoulCycle, that's how they sell themselves. And by the way, they have positioned themselves that it's pro women, pro LGBT, and it partnered with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to organize fundraising rides during Black History Month. So they've done some real good. Equinox, their whole thing is like, it's not fitness, it's life. Does that resonate with you? Would that make you want to join?
No, but again, here's why though, because I already like doing my own thing. Maybe mm-hmm. if I had taken the class, I would have. I'll say this: you know that I took a spin class with our friend Brandon. He was the instructor, and I only took the class because he forced me to go because mm-hmm. he was the instructor, and I really liked it. I thought it was amazing. I cried during the entire thing because it was so hard, and I was
so over it.
Can you
imagine if you were doing SoulCycle then? If that was just
I wasn't crying
spin?
Because I was touched. I was crying because it was hard, and
right.
I wanted to get off, but I couldn't because he was instructing, and he would have made me stay on.
But even like Equinox. Has had a huge presence during Prides, which, you know, we were just in Pride season, right? And by the way, this is really funny. Did you know that in 2018 that it unveiled a line of one-of-a-kind luxury products?
No.
Let me tell you about some of them.
Wow.
One of them was a lipstick made from blank newspaper pages from the Washington Post.
Wait, are you being funny or that's real?
Giving you honest to God truth. Another one is a perfume infused with actual DNA of Catherine Switzer, the first woman to run the Boston Marathon.
I'm actually going to have to quit this show and quit life.
this is real!
You can run the rest of
That's
the show
That's what Equinox
alone.
Has been. So anyway.
Well, honestly, I'm boycotting just because it's so stupid. I'm not even boycotting because of Trump. I'm boycotting because I'm not wearing lipstick made out of newspaper.
Yeah. I mean, listen, these guys, they basically compiled a database of boycotts against about 189 firms between 99 and 2005. And they pulled these from media reports and all that stuff out of the company's success rate of all this stuff. They measured the sort of pro-social marketing of these firms by searching their databases, you know, and basically social justice and diversity and all that stuff seemed to, at the end of the day, win 25% of the time where people really felt like they wanted to hear their voices heard and the companies stepped in line.
Well, here's the thing. I definitely think that Equinox and SoulCycle is going to take a big hit. I continue relating it to Victoria's Secret. For a long time, maybe forever, unless they get rid of Ross. And then I think at that point, it's going to be too late as well. Because the problem is they've now said to their staunch Republicans, we support women and LGBTQ. So the Republicans are like, forget it. And then the gays are like, well, you've already offended us too. So we're out.
But do you feel like the Republicans in many ways, I have so many Republican friends who say they have no issue with women's rights. They have no issues.
Honestly, I let me say this. I don't mean to categorize Republicans like that because I have a lot of friends who are Republicans.
But I think the language is one thing, and then the voting, like the actual things, the measures
and things.
Well,
I think they think that Trump can help them financially, and I think that they do genuinely agree with some of the things that Trump stands for, and that's fine. The problem is the people that they really catered to, Equinox and SoulCycle,
a more diverse crowd.
It was a diverse crowd, and now, you know, as people felt about when Ed Razek said about trans women not being the fantasy, I think people feel
at Victoria's Secrets,
responsible to say, then we're going to also have to step back from Equinox, and I think they are going to feel the hit.
Here's the issue. Here in LA, people are struggling to find an alternative equally posh.
Why don't you just go run outside? Why don't you just go outside? Why don't you just lay on the grass?
Do a jumping jack and call it a day.
Here, pay me $200 and I'll run you through Griffith Park. How about that?
I'm buying you a present.
What?
It's a one-of-a-kind lipstick.
I don't want it!
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I think it's so funny because we were just talking about Equinox and then you just said that your dog Rico's gotten fat.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Chew toys to keep him kind of like appeased.
Oh, and then the chew toys made him fat?
Yeah, because you're adding calories to their diet and not enough exercise to counteract it. So for instance, if you're giving him a rawhide a day or like whatever, I don't know, like a dental bone.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, but I love Rico. I bet he's so cute fat.
It's the only issue with the dogs gaining weight is how it impacts their bodies, and he's not a puppy per se, so like when they have to carry this extra weight, they can get back problems and help. And I'm like, I'm not trying to spend money in doctor's bills, so he's gonna start going to the park more often.
We stand for Fat Rico.
Hey, so on IMDb, they have decided this is the database, the movie database that people go to kind of find out what different actors have been in different projects or who's associated with different projects. How are you listed and how am I listed? Because my birth name is not David J. Is David J. Rodriguez. Do you know if I'm listed that way?
I can look right now.
IMDb. The point is, IMDb is currently eliminating dead names. Now, in case that doesn't ring a bell, dead naming occurs when someone, intentionally or not, refers to a person who's trans by the name that they used before they transitioned. So you may hear it as described as someone referring to someone by their, quote, birth name or their given name, which, by the way, don't use that language. When you refer to a person who is trans by their non-affirmed name, it can kind of feel invading for them, and it causes them to feel like you don't even respect their identity. You don't support their transition. You don't support their transition, or that you just didn't want to put forth the effort to make the necessary change. And so, for a lot of folks, this is a huge win, including Laverne Cox and so many others who had their dead name posted on IMDb that they didn't. They just had moved past that name and didn't want that listed. But for the rest of us, it's sometimes say birth name.
Yeah, for you it doesn't. It just says J. Rodriguez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and for me it says Michaela Gordon, but also that's my birth name, so it doesn't matter for me. That's interesting. I actually never even knew that. I thought it was just whatever name
you put in there.
You put in.
I guess no. It's sometimes even Wikipedia and so many of the other places. But now, officially, IMDb is eliminating that. They recognized that it was not helpful to the community, and that so many people had faced discrimination for having their dead name used against them. And, you know, it's by the way, did you know that IMDb is Amazon owned?
Jeez, no, I had no idea.
They own everything.
God, everything.
Yes. But IMDb now permits the removal of birth names if the birth name is not broadly publicly known or the person no longer voluntarily uses that birth name.
Yeah, well, listen, I think whether it's dead naming or not, I think that anybody in the entertainment business should be able to create a character that they feel comfortable with or have the name that they choose. Even if you're, even if I decided to change my name to, like, I don't know, Molly, I should be able to have that.
Did you ever legally change your name or just with marriage?
No, I'm not going to change it with marriage. It's my name, and I've created a career with it. So, okay. Wow.
You know, it's my friends. I said that to me. I'm saying this to you because someone said that to me yesterday. I was doing a podcast. I told Michaela I was doing this podcast, friends podcast, and I said something. He's like, do you think you have? And it made me so pleased.
Have you?
Because it was in the middle of a serious moment, and I just made me chuckle.
I love that. Well, I am famous. Michaela Gordon is a name you'll never forget. Meanwhile, in the sweepers, I'm like, Michaela Gordon, can you say my full name in case they don't know who Michaela is? Google it.
Well, coming up, we've got a Disney star turned porn director. Yeah, you heard us right. Keep it here.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
I'm just looking at what I want to talk to you about. And a pop-up came up and just tickled me. It says, finally, a great lipstick for the mature woman.
What lipstick?
That could be any lipstick. I mean,
oh my god, I saw that yesterday.
But anyone could wear that color. That's a very Kardashian.
I was just gonna say it's very much Kylie's lip kit.
Yes,
for the mature woman.
Does it mean like emotionally mature?
I would never know that lipstick. Emotionally mature? Who's she?
Maybe she's Bella Thorne, the former Disney starlet, has officially done a 180. The child model turned actress. I only know her from the Disney Channel stuff. Bella Thorne announced on Tuesday that she is making her directorial debut on Pornhub.
This story really just kills me.
Well, her description of it says, my initial idea was to create a Christmas horror movie.
Oh.
But instead, I made a beautiful ethereal film.
How did it go from a... First of all, what does a Christmas horror story look like?
Well, she says it happens to also be what used to be referred to as X-rated. It's called Her and Him. It explores, quote, this relationship between a male and a female and this fight over dominance. This is her words. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she was especially interested in showing how the film stars adult entertainers. How does even she know this people? Okay. Abella Danger and Small Hands.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's their names. Could switch off being dominant.
Are those their birth names in IMDb or are those their...
I think we shouldn't say them on air. They're probably not. Yeah.
Got
I
have it. No idea.
But Her and Him is a modernistic, sexual, explicit Romeo and Juliet-like depiction of two star-crossed lovers who have unbridled sexual longing for each other, says the vice president of Pornhub, Corey Price, praising how much creativity and imagination Thorne put into this artsy skin flick. So, I mean, do you feel like we're there as a world, as a country? Because Bella Thorne identifies as pansexual. She's young. Mm. She's a part of this new generation that's more sexually open. Will this hurt her? Or is this like just kind of like, you know?
I don't think it'll hurt her. I think the bigger question here is, what do they do on those Disney sets? Every Disney kid turns into this like wild, very different kind of human being. They went from being like so sweet, like Hannah Montana, to like they're making out with Caitlyn Carter in Italy with their tops off, Miley Cyrus. Like they're all just very sexually, very fluid mm-hmm. and sexual. Maybe it's because on Disney they had to like act like they, were just so chipper. But listen, Willow Smith was offered the same opportunity. She was offered to be able to have full creative control over creating a porn flick.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, add director to your name. What do I care?
Well, Bella went on to say, if you think that porn is uncomfortable, I'm sorry that you are uncomfortable, but don't make other people feel uncomfortable for being okay with it.
Listen, no one's uncomfortable. I love porn. I watch it. It's just, how do you direct that? Like, I would just be like, go have sex.
I think it's a movie that happens to have sex. Did you ever see Short Bus?
No, but I've been on a short bus.
Short Bus is John Cameron Mitchell, who is Hedwig, who created Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He did a full motion picture movie where the actors were required to actually have sex in the movie. So it's a regular movie. The sex scenes are actual sex scenes instead of simulated.
Well, then that's how they should say it. They shouldn't say that it's a porn if it's a beautiful film that involves sex.
I think that's what this is meant to be. But I think the article that we're reading it from, the New York Post, probably tried to sensationalize it. They actually, honestly, I don't know what qualifies sex is if they actually have like 3 minutes of actual intercourse and you see it, but then the film's actually an hour long. I don't know.
Would you ever do porn?
No, there's just no money in porn for men specifically, even gay men. It's not a sustainable career. And certainly at my age, like it's just not like I have friends who have figured out their niche and they're at the top of food chain aesthetically and they still struggle. And
really?
Yes. There's just no money in it.
I thought they were making a lot of money. I thought porn stars made a lot of money.
No, not at all. Even men make hardly anything.
Just because there's so many?
Yes.
Because there's just so many men?
Yes. And a lot of porn stars right now are leaning into things like OnlyFans or Pornhub, where it's all free. But OnlyFans allows you to make your own content and have it on this one site, only on this one site, and you control it. No studio. You need to share your revenue with other people, but you now have to solicit a fan base and keep them engaged.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I got it wrong. If I wasn't such a huge celebrity that I am, I would have early on been like...
But do you think directing something like this will screw... You think she will be like blacklisted? I don't think so either.
Blacklisted how? I think we're definitely in a time where people are very open and diverse. And listen, I think people don't look at porn the way they used to look at porn.
I agree.
People are very open about it.
Especially in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people like Kim Kardashian West who rose to fame basically off of a sex tape. And then had this career that has been about photographing herself nude, then, I mean, we're kind of in the space where if this Disney star, who has a lot of acting experience, wants to make an art film where they're actually having sex, I don't think this will hurt her.
I don't think it will either. All right, you guys, well, listen, coming up, we have a great show for you because it's Woke Wednesday, and we will have Samuel Garrett Paint joining us talking about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, which has been on everybody's mouth and everybody's ears. That sounded more sexual than it needed to. I guess I just got porn in my mind.
So bad because my friend, who's a publicist at Disney, his name is Jeffrey Epstein. And so people are really coming for him.
No.
And it's not even like the guy who just committed suicide. It's like completely just coincidence.
Get him on the show.
I'll try.
Okay.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Okay. Remember that song? In Detroit, concrete jungle where dreams are made.
That's literally New York.
How about this one?
New York.
In Milwaukee, concrete jungle where dreams are made.
Still New York.
How about this one? In New Orleans, where the beads thrown on your face have show boobs.
Still New York, but I really wish I could go to New Orleans and show my boobs for beads.
Really?
Yeah, I want to.
Fantastic. Have you ever done it?
I was this close. Well, nobody can see it, but I was fingertip close.
Uh-huh.
And then I chickened out!
Guess who was in the parade for Gay Pride and had to, like, throw beads? Potato sacks up to, like, my waist. Full of beads. I went through three of those.
Stop!
That's how many beads you actually need to get through a parade.
Well, let me tell you something.
To throw to people.
In New Orleans, I used to stay, only people in New Orleans will know this, mm-hmm. I used to stay in Ponchatoula. I had my favorite, like, friend of a family there.
What's Ponchatoula?
Ponchatoula is a teeny tiny, tiny town in Louisiana.
Oh.
They had, like, one stoplight forever.
Is
I think
like
now they have three.
Close to New Orleans?
Yeah, it's not too far. So I was staying in Ponchatoula mm-hmm. when I was, like, 19, and they took me to New Orleans,
uh-huh.
and that's where I almost
died.
I almost died there. And it would have been a way to go.
Well, the reason why we're bringing this up is we are now on your radios. That's right, your HD radios.
What's
we
it?
Are on Detroit on 98.7 on The Breeze's HD3 channel, Milwaukee 103.7, Kiss FM's HD3. Now in New Orleans, we were just talking about B97 HD2, Philadelphia 96.5 HD3. Pittsburgh, even.
Hey, now that's where my family's from, Newcastle, my mom's side.
Y108 HD3 and North Fork, Virginia, WNVZ 104.5 HD2. Six brand new markets just this week alone.
So exciting. What's up, Philadelphia? My dad's from Upper Darby. I feel like I'm just talking to people in our hometown.
I love Philly. So many of these places I've been to. Pittsburgh, I just left while shooting Dance Moms.
Love.
That's about to air there. Detroit, I shot Detroit 187 with Shangela there. Like,
huge.
I've done, Milwaukee, I've not been to.
Well, listen, we promise to serve you a mediocre show every single day. So don't worry, guys. Tune on in.
Set the bar low.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary and 2020 Democratic presidential contender Julian Castro will run an anti-Trump ad on Wednesday aimed at catching the president's attention. Now, the 30-second video will be shown on Fox and Friends in the media market surrounding the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, where the president is staying. Now, in the ad, Castro addresses Trump directly, criticizing him for his go back tweets about progressive female congresswomen and inflammatory comments about racial minorities and immigrants. Castro also links him to the recent mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. As we saw in El Paso, Americans were killed because you stoked the fire of racists, Castro said. All right, guys. Well, to our families in New York, thousands of victims of child sexual abuse in New York will have the chance to seek civil justice against their abusers beginning Wednesday. That's because a key provision of the State Child Victims Act opens up a one-year, one-time-only period where victims can file claims against their abusers and the institutions that harbored them, regardless of how long ago the abuse took place. Now, victims spent years lobbying lawmakers, asserting that the state's statute of limitations for child sex crimes was too restrictive. Passage of the Child Victims Act gave accusers 1 year to file previously expired civil claims, and victims can't seek criminal charges. State courts are bracing for a barrage of cases as soon as the filing window opens. All right, you guys, there won't be any new tariffs on Chinese-made consumer goods until December 15th. That means popular items like toys, cell phones, and video game consoles won't be subject to price hikes possibly caused by the tariffs during the important Christmas shopping season. President Trump, who has used the threat of tariffs, he's an idiot. I was just doing the news and I got bonked on the head by Jay Rodriguez. So stupid. Who has used the threat of tariffs as a negotiating tactic, said he made the move to spare consumers pain heading into the holiday season. But this is breaking news. The Dow has gone down 400 points as of literally at least an hour ago. All right, you guys, in other news, it was another night of chaos in Hong Kong. Thousands of anti-government protesters blockaded the main terminal at Hong Kong's airport for a second straight night, temporarily stopping flights. The protesters overran airport security and used luggage carts to set up barricades in front of security checkpoints. They also physically blocked passengers from getting to their flights. Now, in the ensuing clashes between protesters and riot police, six people were hospitalized and five others were arrested. The airport resumed operations this morning, with airport staff seen removing stains and covering up graffiti as passengers arrived. All right, you guys, well, coming up in this hour, I literally said I got bonked on the head.
Yeah, but you
like
feel,
duck, duck, goose.
You have a Snooki bun today.
I do have a Snooki bun today. All right, you guys. Well, if you need a visual of me, I'm really killing it this morning in my jammies and no
just
makeup.
Just think old school Snooki.
Do you know that one time this girl, actually not even long ago, yesterday, you know how we get trolled, and somebody said, you look ugly without all of your hair and makeup.
Oh. Wow. Do you want to say her name and her handle on social media?
Her name's True.
Her name is True? Oh my God, that's even worse.
You guys, I was screaming. Usually I don't like the haters, but I thought it was so good. You're ugly without hair and makeup.
First of all, I just can't believe you have someone on your actual page that said that to you.
Yeah, no. She didn't say it on my page. She
just DM'd you. She wanted to make a point to get your full attention. And then what did you say back?
Nothing. I'm pleased. I said, honestly, I'm pleased. You know what? It takes a lot for somebody to DM
yesterday,
somebody.
Yesterday, we were
You're
having
ugly.
A sensible catch-up, just a week in review meeting. We
oh,
went to the
God.
Abbey, and there was Ross Matthews
oh,
promoting
God.
The cover of his new book, which will be out in February, and Michaela was forced on a red carpet with no makeup.
First of all, I came from the gym.
Yeah.
I was sweaty and disgusting.
Tell
my hair was
what else
in a
happened,
bun.
The hate crime that happened to you when you sat down to order a cocktail.
Oh, my God. It was a real hate crime, and we're going to tell you when we come back.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. It is Woke Wednesdays. It's our time to lean into all things political. Now, Michaela and I can't do that solely on our own, so we bring in what we consider to be our political expert. That is Samuel Garapate, Communications Director for
yes.
Equality California. Welcome back, Samuel.
Thank you.
Hi, okay. Samuel. It's been a long week.
It has. I heard,
and it's only Wednesday.
I heard the whole Bella Thorne Pornhub
oh,
story.
Oh, she's a director now.
Yeah. Is that not why I'm here?
Oh, I mean, if you want to talk about it, though.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, kids. I'll direct.
I would love to talk about literally anything else.
If you guys missed that story, Bella Thorne, Disney star, is now directing porno.
Well, she did one art film that has sex scenes in it, but real ones.
But we just like to call it porn because it's more fun that way.
Right. And it's airing on Pornhub for their premium service, meaning you have to, it's subscription-based.
I'm screaming that Pornhub has turned into Netflix. They're like, season one
yeah.
of her and him.
I mean, now look, it's going to be
Game
like...
Game of Thrones has been... You know, on HBO for how many
But
years?
That's like simulated. This will be actual intercourse.
I don't know. Can we change topics?
Yes, okay.
He's getting too comfortable.
But speaking of intercourse.
To notable child molester
yeah,
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh my God.
So now, what do you make of this? Because we had a lawyer on when this story first broke about Jeffrey Epstein in custody. And this lawyer came on and he said, Jay McKillar, you guys are really brave for talking about this. You're brave for taking this on. He's not going to last. He's gonna be gone. Watch, in a couple weeks. He knew he wouldn't be with us any longer. He predicted that in this room.
Yeah, he did.
Look. Some of the number one targets in any jail or prison are people who have raped, molested children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not surprising that someone like that would be a target of violence. That's why often people like him are put in solitary confinement, you know, ostensibly for their own safety, but in reality, because they are often targeted. Now, I think we should wait for the autopsy report to come out, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist just by nature.
Right.
I generally tend to believe that the thing that people said happened.
You're more like
happened.
Show me the Carfax.
I know. I'm sorry.
I've got a conspiracy.
I would not be like, my conspiracy theory is that the guards literally were like, yeah, we don't really care if he lives or dies, and turn the other way.
Okay, but...
I mean, the new reporting... Okay, so backing up is Jeffrey Epstein, who over, you know, decades raped, molested hundreds and hundreds of young girls, was on suicide watch in prison, in jail while he was awaiting trial. Then he was removed from suicide watch because after, you know, days and days of having daily psychiatric evaluations, they determined that he was no longer a danger to himself. Turned out not to be the case. When he was found Saturday morning at around 6:30 a.m., he had hanged himself in his cell.
Behind that? Were they able to really lock down? Because I feel like there was multiple stories, like that he was hung, and that then also they had taken everything out so that he couldn't hang himself, and then maybe there were...
So he was hanged. That is what the official report is. They're doing an investigation into what exactly happened. But we've already had more details come out that apparently the two guards who were responsible for doing the regular checks on him fell asleep and then falsified records to say that they hadn't been asleep.
They both fell asleep.
Both guards fell asleep on the job.
Do you know about this?
I mean,
prison guards are not well paid.
Right,
and this specific prison was very
MCC
very,
in Manhattan.
MCC, yeah. They specifically do not have enough employees, enough guards. Many of these guards can't afford to live in New York City, and they live in the suburbs, and their turnaround time is longer than 12 hours, and so many of them sleep in their cars.
Well, here's the thing. Shout out to correction officers and to all the police working in jails, because I can't imagine having to do that anyway. It seems so scary to me.
So they were saying that this is not... It's not uncommon.
Well, it may not be uncommon, but it doesn't make sense. You're talking about one of the richest men on trial It doesn't make sense that he killed himself. It doesn't make sense that he because he has all this information about so many powerful men. He had the black book. They were going to get so much information out of
and
him.
What would he get?
I feel like
what
they killed him.
But what would he get?
No.
He would rot.
What do you mean? What would he get?
He's going to rot in prison. He'll get killed in prison. He took his own life to like.
He owns an island. He could have absolutely taken a plane to his own island.
You can't get out of prison. He's in prison.
Listen, you guys are acting like the government doesn't pull shady stuff all the time. Like, let's get real for a second.
Okay. The day before he hanged himself, a bunch of documents were released that had really damning, explosive new details on his conduct over those years. It's not unreasonable to think that someone, when seeing that and then knowing that it was just going to get worse from there, would take their own life. Now, I personally, I'm very sensitive about suicide, but also I think this deprives the victims the justice of a trial.
I
don't think this is beneficial to anyone that he was able to essentially get off the hook this way. But I also don't think it's surprising that prison guards would look at him and look at the opportunity to sleep and think like, yeah, I don't really care if this guy lives because he's done a bunch of really awful shit.
No, that's okay.
I can't say that word.
Listen,
sorry.
It's getting passionate because I think that you see it one way and I see it another. Either way, he's dead. What does that mean now going forward?
Well, so this is actually why I think, this is why I don't subscribe to your theory. So one of the people that I work with, she's fantastic communications professional, used to be a reporter covering the crime beat. And what she was saying to me yesterday is, I don't understand why everyone thinks that someone would take, someone would have someone in prison killed to shut them up when there are documents like the Black Book that you mentioned, because them being dead now actually just makes it easier for the documents to come out because there's no one there fighting to get to protect them.
I don't agree at all.
So if it's all in someone's head, yeah, sure. Like in the mob world, they have people killed so that they can't testify, things like that. But he's not. Like, all of this is documented. There's no
reason. There's no secrets anymore.
Everything can still come out.
Everything is still available.
See, I don't think so. I just...
Why don't you think so? They're actually documents that are actually in our social...
No, and I actually understand that. But I actually think, conspiracy-wise, that they definitely had more information. I don't think they wanted him to testify. We're talking about Bill Clinton. I mean, we're not talking about information on Joe Schmo.
No.
Yes.
We are not... I don't know why everyone thinks that the Clintons are conspiring to kill all these people, but she couldn't even win two elections. Come on, really?
I sort of agree with that conspiracy, too.
These are the most ridiculous conspiracy theories about the Clintons that just followed them for decades. No, this is nonsense.
I agree.
Let's talk about tariffs.
I think that the Clintons are doing it.
We're going to break and come back and talk about the tariffs that we currently have with China and how it could impact your holiday season. Keep it locked here on the new channel, Kiona Radio and Radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
We are still here with Sam McGarry, Pate for Woke Wednesdays, unpacking all things political. Now moving away from Jeffrey Epstein, because we realize that's a larger conversation. In fact, we're going to try to bring in David Hackenfar, our legal expert, on Monday, kind of unpack the conspiracy theories that are floating about and see which ones have legs and which ones don't. But the thing that we know we're going to be facing, or possibly could be facing, are these tariffs in China. So what's the status of the China tariff situation? I heard Trump saying yesterday that they were not going to enforce the tariffs because they wanted Christmas to be better for everyone.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting, right? And we've been talking about this before, but for months and months and months, as Trump has been pushing for these tariffs on China, his line has been, no, these aren't, like, American consumers don't pay for these, they don't bear the brunt of these, it's the Chinese who pay it. That's his theory, right, on all things tariffs, right? Except now, he's delaying the tariffs until after the holiday season because he doesn't want to hurt the holiday season for American consumers.
Right.
Basically admitting that these would indeed be paid for by American consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they happen before Christmas or after Christmas, tariffs on goods end up being paid for by the American middle class,
right,
American consumers.
So iPhones, for instance, let's say they're made in China and they decide to add the tariff, as opposed to paying $1,000 for a phone, you could be paying $1,500 or something.
Right, or we've talked about the proposed Mexican tariffs where... Mm-hmm. Many cars are made in a way that the parts and the full car are sent back and forth across the Mexican border, the Mexican-U.S. border, multiple times. If they institute those, it's going to drive up the cost of your cars.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the tariffs aren't paid for by the country that they're imposed upon. They're paid for by American consumers. That's why we have... a free trade movement
in this
country. Anyway.
Will the presidential candidate hopefuls take this topic on, you think?
So what I hope that people will take on is that in recent days, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia, Trump's agriculture secretary, called farmers who are already hurting because the tariffs that have been... So when we impose tariffs on other countries, they impose tariffs back on us, which means that American goods trying to, like,
be
agriculture
sold
products
somewhere else,
trying to be sold in other countries... they end up not being bought at the same rate. And so American farmers are hurt. That's why Trump has been doing these subsidies to farmers to try to alleviate the pain that's being inflicted on them.
except that those subsidies don't go to independent family farmers. Those subsidies go to big agriculture companies. So yeah, those companies aren't going to go under, but your independent family farms are facing, you know, these generations old farms are already hurting because of climate change. Now they're hurting because of these tariffs. They are going to go under. Sonny Perdue, agriculture secretary to President Donald Trump, called the farmers who are complaining about the tariffs that are literally threatening their livelihoods whiners the other day.
My God. So every
2020 candidate who doesn't think this is the way we should go about running our economy should be out in Iowa, in Minnesota, which was just barely won by Democrats last time, in Texas. Anyone running for Congress in the Central Valley in California should be out there talking about the fact that the Trump administration is not only imposing these tariffs on our agriculture industry, on our farmers, on their livelihoods. They consider that American farmers who are hurting because of this, whiners.
That's so unbelievable.
It's interesting, like, to be completely honest, that's just like the presidential, like
that's how they all behave.
Lingo, like, hey, whiner. So what do we do from here? Like, what can we even do anything?
Well, so the only good news is that Republicans in the Senate tend to generally be opposed to tariffs. One can hope that if the Trump administration oversteps on the tariffs, that the Congress on a bipartisan basis would walk them back. Unfortunately, though, a lot of this damage has already been done because of this trade war. So we'll see how it impacts the 2020 election.
So,
but I think in some of these big agriculture states, you could see that quite a bit.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you, as always, Samuel Garrett Pate, for your wisdom, kindness, and fighting with me, because we love a good fight. I adore you. Thanks for coming in.
You can have that movie on Pornhub soon. It's fine. You reconcile.
Her and Tim.
And I'm out.
I can't wait to make up.
So after the Walmart shooting, Walmart has made a big decision.
Tell me about it. I hope that they have, because I did read that there were some Walmart employees that were planning to do some sort of walkout just in protest of everything that, you know, has been happening.
Well, they've removed about 1,000 third-party items from their website in the wake of the two mass shootings after determining these products violate company policy, a company spokesperson told CNN yesterday. Now, the retail giant regularly reviews its 75 million online offerings looking for items that violate its ban on merchandise that glorifies violence, the company said. Well, a recent review focused on gun-related items after 31 people were killed in mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio earlier this month. Now, the products were removed over the last week, a spokesperson said. The retailer has been facing pressure to remove firearms from its physical stores and criticized for selling pro-gun t-shirts on its e-commerce site. Now, last week, Walmart pulled displays of violent video games in the stores, but that policy change does not apply to the sale of controversial video games, nor to the sale of and display of firearms. So basically, they got rid of things like the ads for these video games and all that stuff, but there they are, guns a-blazin', ads for guns. It's just there. I mean, does this surprise you? Do you think that Walmart will ever back down, since they are one of the biggest retailers for guns and there's so many Walmarts?
No, I don't think they'll back down. I just don't think they'll back down, because I think that they're going to still have a fan base. I say fan base, but they're still going to have a base that supports the use of guns, the selling of guns.
There's also like a cultural, we didn't grow up with it, but there's some people who grew up with, you collect guns like you do hats or,
girl,
you know.
I have a girlfriend that I grew up with since we were 2 years old. We're very, very, very different people now, but we remain best friends because it's like family. You know, we've been friends that long. And she ended up moving to a little town in Texas, and her whole thing is they love to hunt and they love to, you know, whatever. And the husband collects guns. And they love it. He just got it was their 10-year anniversary, and he got like this humongous gun that he'd been like wanting. And I'm not from that culture. I wasn't raised like that.
Me neither. It's just hard for me to understand.
Yeah, and I don't want to put down people, because I guess that's part of, you know, who they are. I just don't see why.
The assault rifles that, you know, took out nine people in Dayton,
In a matter of seconds, you could never use that to hunt. The animal would explode.
Yeah, like, what do you need those for? Like, what is the purpose of holding so tight onto these? I don't understand.
Well, the interesting conversation that sprung for a lot of people is more guns will make people more safe. But as we saw in the Dayton, Ohio situation, I believe it was under a minute, and 9 people still died.
31 people died last month. And if you think about that, that's one person dying every single day for the rest of this
month. And that's just in the shootings we know about that we reported here.
Yeah.
So the number is a lot higher. All right. Well, when we come back, it is another hour of Morning Beat for you guys. And we're going to answer the question of the day, which is quite simply, what is your dating style? Are you do you like to move fast? Do you like a more connected? Are you I'll get to you when I get to you in terms of text message dating? What are you doing with your dating life?
We want to know your very slutty story. So stick around with a new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
It is the top of the 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock hour, depending on what coast, or maybe it's Central Time where you are. This is our third hour with you here on The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon, like that lovely lady introduced us. And I want to give a special shout out to some folks who are having a birthday. Steve Martin.
Birthday?
What?
But I just wanted to say it like that. Birthday.
I didn't hear what you said at first, and I was like, do we need to bleep that? Steve Martin, Magic Johnson, and Mila Kunis.
I love Mila Kunis.
How old do you think she is?
36.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Stop.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I didn't cheat.
Yeah.
You know what? They're
cusps. That surprised me. I thought she was older.
You did?
Not that she acts or looks, but I know that Ashton is older.
Well, and she's been doing television. We've known her since she was like 14 years old.
Right.
So what is this? Leo season? They're on the cusp. It's Leo Virgo season now.
What does that mean?
So that we're coming out of Leo season, mm-hmm. going into Virgos. I'm obsessed with Virgos.
And by the way, we are now available to listen to in Detroit, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Norfolk. All that's on wearechannelq.com if you want call letters for those cities. But we're so thrilled to be joined by all these great markets on their HD2 or HD3 channels. The family of Channel Q listeners is expanding exponentially. I mean, we're like so many markets now. Of course, the radio.com app is probably how people listen to it. It's easiest when you can go from your car to the gym to wherever.
Yeah, I feel particularly close to these new markets. I stayed in Ponchatoula for a couple months when I was when I went to Louisiana. So what's up,
that?
New Orleans?
There you go.
A little tiny city. And then my dad's from Upper Darby, Philadelphia. My mom's from Newcastle.
Darby.
Upper Darby. By Tower Theater.
It just sounds bizarre.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Aww.
What's wrong with you? I just got something wrong with my Upper Darby. It just sounds weird.
And then my family's from Newcastle, Pittsburgh, which you were just in. You were in Pittsburgh. And that was great for Dance Moms.
Yeah, and actually, it fell right during Pride.
Oh, yeah.
So I did Pittsburgh Pride on Friday and then LA Pride Saturday, J-Lo that night, and then the parade with you guys.
Yeah, you did it right. It was good.
Oh, I overcommitted this June, I got to say. June and May were really tricky for me.
You were literally, like, I don't think I even saw you in June unless it was for work.
I also was one of those people, as I knew the Pride season was coming, I said yes to everything in, like, you know, April, March.
Yeah.
So then it comes around, you're like, oh, God, I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a nap.
I slept a lot on planes, let's just say. So coming up this hour, what's your dating style like? We're going to talk about exactly what we think our dating styles respectively are and give you some tips for LGBTQ+ dating that I found that I think are fine. I think they're funny, but I also, some of them, I'm like, I kind of can close in on this. I'm curious to see what you'll think about that.
Yeah.
Also, guess who's making headlines now?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. J-E-L-L-O, and he loves a little pudding.
He's in the news again. What did he do?
Likes putting his hand places where it shouldn't be. Well, that's Bill Cosby making headlines, and I'll tell you exactly what's happening there. But before we get there, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, it was another night of chaos in Hong Kong. Now, thousands of anti-government protesters blockaded the main terminal at Hong Kong's airport for a second straight night, temporarily stopping flights. Protesters overran airport security and used luggage carts to set up barricades in front of security checkpoints. They also physically blocked passengers from getting to their flights. Now, in the ensuing clashes between protesters and rioters, Lafayette police. 6 people were hospitalized and 5 others were arrested. The airport resumed operations this morning, with airport staff seen removing stains and covering up graffiti as passengers arrived. So we'll continue keeping you updated on that. In other news, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary and 2020 Democratic presidential contender Julian Castro will run an anti-ad Trump today aimed at catching the president's attention. The 30-second video will be shown on Fox and Friends in the media market surrounding the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, where the president is staying. Now, in the ad, Castro addresses Trump directly, criticizing him for his go-back tweets about progressive female congresswomen and inflammatory comments about racial minorities and immigrants.
President Trump, you referred to countries as holes. You urged American congresswomen to go back to where they came from. You called immigrants rapists. As we saw in El Paso, Americans were killed because you stoked the fire of racists. Innocent people were shot down because they looked different from you. Because they looked like me. They looked like my family. Words have consequences. Ya basta.
Wow.
All right, but that music behind it was a little too Sarah McLachlan.
Honestly, I got a little distracted by the beautiful message because the music was like very In the Arms of an Angel. You're right.
It was a little that, yeah.
Yeah, can I actually
good
get a little, can I get a little Arms of the Angel?
No, you have to do News on the Beat, babe.
Well, I'm going to be done with News on the Beat. And I'm now moving on to a little story. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting Arms of an Angel.
No,
am
not.
I?
No, I don't think you should.
Is it happening?
Well,
I'm getting a 1 minute.
You're going to do Arms of an Angel as you tease Bill Cosby? Careful. Go ahead. Give your tease for Bill Cosby.
Maybe I'm not going to tease Bill Cosby.
That's teasing him already.
I would just like to let you guys know it's Wednesday. The day of Mila Kunis was born. Leo season is over. We're going into Virgo season.
Mm-hmm. You know who's a Virgo?
Who?
Bill Cosby. Well, listen, I am single. And probably for good reason. Because I have crazy hours. And, you know, going to bed super early is not conducive to a vital dating life.
Yeah, you also have standards. You like yourself, so you're not just dating anybody. You want it to
no
be a good person.
I mean, no one's even offered.
I don't think that's true. I remember last week at happy hour when I was trying to set you up with the bartender. He loved you.
Did you scroll his social media? I did.
Okay, go on.
And he's in a 9-day trip in Chicago for market days. All his pictures were him shirtless at circuit parties. And I was
well, good. He's got it out of his system and he's ready to come home to Daddy Rodriguez.
No.
He's ready to love you.
Not with this hepatitis A outbreak. Absolutely not. No judgment, Tama, but I will say it is tricky dating because online dating is next to impossible.
Oh,
because
God.
If you're dealing with people who have 9-to-5 jobs, after work, people eat and then they go to the gym a lot of times in gay culture. So then you're talking about meeting up at 9:30 and I'm already in bed by that point.
Let me tell you something. I'm thankful that I'm with Lisa, but if I were not with Lisa, I don't know how the day would go either. I mean, I go to work and then I want to go to the gym and have my time. I also like being alone and then I want to go eat.
Yeah.
I do that. I grocery shop. I like my friends.
When do you most crave a partner?
The holidays.
Yeah.
I think that's for everybody. Like in the summer, I'm like, woo, I'm free. I'm sweaty.
When are times where you like, this is the summertime? What else is good to be single?
It's good to be single in the summer. It's good to be single after the holidays. Get your present and get out.
Oh! Or you break up with them so you don't have to buy a present.
So you don't have to buy a present.
I feel like I'm a close dater, meaning if we are together and interested, I don't really want to see and or know about you socially dating other people.
Here's the thing. I'm not open to... Okay, let's get real. I'm very jealous.
Got it.
So I don't want to date... Because I don't want you to have the opportunity to date other people. I want us to love each other immediately. It's
Got
me
it.
And you for life until I break up with you.
And then?
And then I'm free to do whatever I want.
Oh my God. But I know
this. Why am I such a nightmare?
But I know a lot of people like to take things slow. And honestly, one of the biggest mistakes I've definitely made is rushing in too soon, liking someone before you know them.
That's
and
the
then
worst.
Having to sort of back, like, pedal yourself out of a relationship with someone that you feigned intimacy with, but you actually didn't know it all.
Well, here's the thing, and I say this too. I feel like I made a mistake. I'm in love with Lisa, but I met Lisa when I was 27, and we've been going strong. I obviously slept with her on the first date. I don't even know if there was a date. It was like we saw each other, and it was like, let's do it.
Got Got it.
Because I'm a whore. And so then we moved in like almost immediately, like very lesbian. We're totally textbook mm-hmm. lesbians. But I do wish in my early 20s, because I was very conservative, mm-hmm. I wish I would have been much more sexually active, because I feel like you need to mm-hmm. know... Who, like, you got experience to know, like, what you like, what you don't like, mm-hmm. who you like, if you have a type, like, what rings your bell. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so real.
Huffington Post put on a little, I want to see if you agree with this. They put up 5 rules for LGBTQ plus dating. The first one is be equally out or equally closeted, whatever. I agree with that.
I do too.
I'm not trying to date you if you're DL. I'm not trying to date you if you're like, yeah, my friends and my coworkers don't know. I'm like, absolutely not. Or the people who are like, I can't post big pictures with you because I have people who like my family and stuff. I'm like, then we're not right for each other.
Same. Absolutely. That's a really good point. I have a friend who just finally came out to her family, but when they started dating, she wasn't out. Mm-hmm. And her girlfriend eventually was like, you know them actually. You know the couple I'm talking about.
Ooh.
And when finally after a year, she was like, I'm literally not doing this with you. You know my family. My family accepts you. They love you. My friends love you. Mm. But like, you need to tell your family, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Now her family doesn't talk to her. So way to go.
Well, they'll come around. The second rule is spend nights apart.
That one's hard for me.
I like it because I like my own space and I don't want you in my space and have to clean up after now you and me.
Yeah. Well, for my 5-stage clingers out there, don't worry. I've got your back. Never a night alone.
Rule number 3. These are 5 rules, by the way. Offer to pay. Both of you offer.
I like that.
I like that too, because I know that different times in your life, different success points, you might have more money than your partner. And if you get into a ritual where one person is constantly paying, it's really hard to get another person in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's very different. Hard to switch it up.
I think also, just a word of advice, you should be upfront and honest about your finances. 100%. It shouldn't always be the business, but also to protect yourself. I remember when Lisa and I started dating, I wanted to come off richer than I was. I was actually very broke at the time. And I was like, I'll take us somewhere. And honestly, I could not afford it. And then I was so stressed out. I went negative in my account. Like, it was a mess. Now I'm rich. So I don't have that problem.
Now you just pay with nature's credit card. All right. So rule number 4, according to Huffington Post, do not talk about your ex.
Please, for the love of God, don't. Nobody wants to hear it.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Even on a first date, how about just don't ever talk about your ex? We have another friend who only talks about his ex.
Oh God, we do.
And it's annoying.
I can't do this one when they talk about their ex, but they reference how they were in bed. Anything sexual about a partner? Don't do that.
Don't do that. You know what? I saw these lesbians fighting outside of the Abbey a couple weeks ago, and they were drunk. But she was like, "You always compare me to her." Don't be that person.
The final rule is, and they're going to split this between women and men. Men, label it. Call it what it is. If you want an open relationship, clearly express it to your partner. Likewise, if you want to be monogamous, tell them so everyone knows where they stand. I agree with that.
I agree with that as well. And do it in like a safe space. Don't do it drunk. Don't do it while you're having sex.
Not in the moment.
Don't do it after sex.
Nope.
Be very clear where you're coming from, like coffee.
For women, the final one, the tip for women is saying, resist the urge to merge. Do not U-Haul for a minimum of 1 year.
Well,
I don't care if you live in Manhattan. It just makes financial sense. It's a recipe for disaster. Please, we can change the stereotype. And yes, I broke my own rule and U-Hauled early on. I'm a lucky one. Do as I say. I've been seen it backfire more times than not. You're one of the lucky ones, don't you think?
Yeah, well, because that's a lie. You can U-Haul. I did it. I don't know if Lisa wanted me to, but I did it. In 4 years, she's still with me. She's locked up in the cupboard with handcuffs. She can't move, but we are happy.
What is she, a magical elf? She's in the cupboard. We'll be back. All right, so some pop culture news does definitely kind of go in one ear out the other for me, because I'm usually listening to the political stuff, which I have a harder time kind of processing sometimes. So I missed some of the cool headlines. So, Michaela, you got me up to speed with what's popping, which is now. But I heard there's some news for A$AP Rocky.
Yes, Poppy, you've got it right. So A$AP Rocky and 2 associates were found guilty of assault by a Swedish court on Wednesday. But guess what? They're not going to face any prison time.
Is it Kim Kardashian? Thank you, Kim.
It's because of Kim Kardashian and her big derriere.
Wasn't it Trump who like
helped? Was Trump. Trump, he did it. He did one thing right. He helped. And so now A$AP Rocky is back in the United States and he will not be taking down any prison time. If you guys were unfamiliar with the case, he was in Sweden. He said he was acting in self-defense when he got attacked. He went ahead and got involved in the brawl. Mm-hmm. And then the Swedish people were like, Absolutely not. You're going to prison. Uh-huh. No, he doesn't have to, so congratulations. In other news, speaking of Kardashians, Lamar Odom, who is very famously known for dating Khloe Kardashian,
they were married to her, right?
He has come out and said that he loves her very much. He's very sorry for everything he's put her through, and he is very happily moved on, and he wishes her the best. And according to the pictures, he does look very happy, so we're wishing him the best. Now, we're a big Game of Thrones fan base here in this room. We love Game of Thrones. I'm obsessed with Emilia Clarke. I think she's beautiful. She's the one that plays Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. And she is in a new movie. She's making her rom-com debut with a movie called Last Christmas. Oh. And we've got a little audio.
You have thrown away your life working in some silly Christmas shop.
This baby don't cry.
Hey, Elf! This is my little helper. I have nicknamed her Lazy the Elf because she appears never to work.
Father, if only Christmas get me out of here.
Okay, so you're going to be able to see her this December in a movie, in a rom-com, which is so different because we only know her as the mother of dragons, so that's
so
exciting.
Serious, yeah.
Now, speaking of mothers, a big congratulations to Ashley Graham, who announced on her Instagram only 2 hours ago that after being married for 9 years and it being her anniversary today, they are happy to announce they are expecting a little one. So we are so excited for Ashley Graham. She's one of the most beautiful body positive models, and it's exciting to see her expanding her family. So just to keep you up to date, we were talking about the Chrisley family yesterday, that they were in fact caught with tax evasion and fraud. They went to Atlanta this morning and
they were indicted. I think they were in custody last I checked. Yeah.
Well, they turned themselves in today. So we will keep you updated, but that's so crazy to me. They were like the godliest family, and they're just frauds now, so I'll never watch it again.
They're not convicted yet.
But a grand jury
did indict them, so they are in police custody at the moment, and so we'll see. They say they have receipts to get themselves out of this trouble.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be tricky. I'm telling you, being a celebrity or just being a person in general, it's like a few mistakes with your taxes, and it's like a major fine. It's a major, you know, you can go to prison for that.
That's right.
Speaking of, I need to call my tax guy, so I'm going to go. Coming up in the next hour, though, we have, of course, more for you, but we are so excited because we are in some new cities. What's up, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Milwaukee, Norfolk, and we're going to play a little bit of trivia to see how well we know our new family. So stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Say that one more time for our listeners. I don't know if they heard that one. No? Okay.
Let me tell you something. I am so thankful that we don't have the mics on during these breaks sometimes, because the things that come out of our mouth, I'm like, oh my God.
You need to listen. I encourage that, because when we did Queer Eye, I was the original cast of Queer Eye back in the day. They'd give us Red Bull, Starbucks, liquor, anything that kind of gets you out of your... you know, your censoring mode.
Yeah.
You just get totally uninhibited, just stream of consciousness, apologize after.
See, I never knew that. And then when we had some of our friends from X on the Beach, which is a show on MTV, when they came in, they were like, oh, no. They get us like hammered.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, roll the cameras.
That's a housewife trick, too.
I didn't know that. Well, that's some cute tea for all of our listeners, too, because I really didn't know that people were getting drunk and then like letting the cameras roll. Let the good times roll and let the cameras roll.
That's right. Yeah. What do you have going on today?
I'm going to Pilates.
Can I tell you something about fitness and gym? I think our friend Brandon Mills, I think we keep crossing wires.
Why?
Like, I thought we said that I was going to work out at 3:00 from now on. And one day he changed it to 1:00. I was like, this works today.
Okay.
So I went on Monday at 3:00 and he was like, oh no, we were at 1:00. I was like, no, we weren't. So then I was like, okay, no worries. I'll see. He's like, we can do Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday this week. I was like, okay. And so I was like, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be fresh and ready. So I get there at 1:00 and he's like, I'm in Beverly Hills. I didn't know we had an appointment today. And I look back and we did. So I feel like I'm getting...
What's going on?
I think I have to actually like put down, hey, this time this week, like a very clear thing.
Yeah, I think you just need to make it very
clear. Do you ever get cross messages from someone and you're like, are we saying the same thing? Maybe we're not.
Yeah, literally all the time. Lisa finally made us get a shared calendar.
Smart.
Because it happens in relationships, friendships, yes, all the time. You're just like, okay, I'll meet you at 5:00.
Well, I have a training session today and then I'm having a happy
hour. What time
hour
are you going to be there?
1:00. What time are you be there?
Probably, I don't know, maybe 1:00. Well, I probably get there around 11 or 12 and then I'll be there when you get there.
Yeah.
And I stay there till 4:30. Listen, I got a big pool party that I'm going to this weekend. I'm going to be honest with you, though, and I'm a little bitter. My belly has not gotten like any smaller, any more close to a six pack.
Have we done any cardio, any abs?
Yes, all this week especially. I've done abs every day and cardio hardcore.
Oh, okay.
And at least you can see like a minor, maybe a minute difference. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I think I actually got fatter, which is weird.
Well, listen, you're a thick, curvy gal, and that's very popular right now. You're basically a Kardashian.
Well, you know what this guy at the gym told me yesterday? He said, oh my gosh, you look like $1 million. Looks like you've been losing a little weight. What have you been doing? I was like, sir, look around. I've been here.
Well, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, you guys. Well, now, here's the thing. There's the news. Thank you, pulled it up. There won't be any new tariffs on Chinese-made consumer goods until December 15th. Now, that means popular items like toys, cell phones, and video game consoles won't be subject to price hikes possibly caused by the tariffs during the important Christmas shopping season. President Trump, who has used the threat of tariffs as a negotiating tactic, said he made the move to spare consumers pain heading into the holiday season. However, breaking news is the Dow is now down 641 points. So people, check your Twitter because Trump is probably freaking out. All right, guys, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary and 2020 Democratic presidential contender Julian Castro will run an anti-Trump ad today aimed at catching the president's attention. The 30-second video will be shown on Fox and Friends in the media market surrounding the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, where the president is staying. Now, in the ad, Castro addresses Trump directly.
President Trump, you referred to countries as holes. You urged American congressmen to go back to where they came from. You called immigrants rapists. As we saw in El Paso, Americans were killed because you stoked the fire of racists. Innocent people were shot down because they looked different from you. Because they looked like me. They looked like my family. Words have consequences. Ya basta.
What did he say at the end?
I think he said, what's her name? She was on Housewives, Yolanda. I think he said, married to David Foster.
Yolanda.
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
Okay.
Chicosta? Chicosta. I don't know. Kill Costa. I don't know what he said.
Nick Acosta.
This is why I told you I speak J-Lo Spanish, like what she spoke before she met Mark Anthony. Ya basta. What does that mean? Good luck?
Ya basta.
You're a bastard. That's what he said.
So he's Trump. Insulting everybody.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
That's how you get to it, yeah.
All right, guys. In other news, thousands of victims of child sexual abuse in New York will have the chance to seek civil justice against their abusers beginning today. That's because a key provision of the state Child Victims Act opens up a one-year, one-time-only period where victims can claim files against their abusers and the institutions that harbored them, regardless of how long ago the abuse took place. Victims spent years lobbying lawmakers, asserting that the state's statute of limitations for child sex crimes was too restrictive. Passage of the Child Victims Act gave accusers 1 year to file previously expired civil claims. Victims can't seek criminal charges. The state courts are bracing for a barrage of cases as soon as the filing window opens. All right, you guys, well, we are so excited because we have extended our Channel Q family, honey. We are in more cities that I'm so excited about. So we're going to be doing a little bit of trivia about these new cities we're in, and we want to know if you know the answers too. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
That's right. It is the morning beat, and it is the end of the road. No?
Yeah. I'll make love to you.
Oh, boy. Well, we are joined with Derek and Allie from Drop the Subject, which is coming up next. Before we get there, the question of the day we asked you, our listeners, and via social media and everything, was what kind of dater are you? I said that I like to, when I lock things down, and I'm certain that we're mutually interested, even if we're not boyfriends yet, I don't want to know, see, or hear anything about you casually dating someone else also.
Oh, after the breakup?
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, like, when I'm dating someone, if it's, like, 2 months, but we haven't said the word boyfriend yet, but we're spending a lot of time together.
You're not exclusive yet, but,
yeah. I get a little, like, yes, but I also like my free time, so I don't need to spend every single moment with you, but...
You don't want to hear, even if it is casual,
yeah,
you don't want to hear about them dating other people.
But
yeah.
Will you also still be dating other people?
Not dating. I can't emotionally invest.
So then does that mean that you're a demisexual, which means that you're only able to make love to somebody that you actually have a, like an emotional connection with?
Oh. Honestly, I think I think that's true.
Okay. Really?
The reason why I don't hook up after a night of drinking is I don't believe enough of a foundation has been established.
I will, however,
hook up if I've like had conversations online with you on Instagram or like in person. I've seen you out and about socializing.
Yeah, you've had a few weeks of stalking.
There's also like sapiosexual, right? And that's like when you're like super turned on by people's brains. Mm-hmm. Also not something for me. I'm like, if I'm having sex with you, I'm doing it on the first
day. So are you, and I don't know this about you, Allie, but how did you, when you...
on the first day.
When you had a date with Lisa, how long did you wait to, you know...
No, we did it right away.
Same.
Like,
you did
right
too?
Away,
immediately, yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was that night.
Okay, but you also have to give the context for you, Allie, because you were the first person that Katie ever met online. Like, the first message.
I was the first woman that she ever dated and the first online date she ever had.
Like, to be clear, the first person she ever met online was Allie, and then they got married.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's amazing. Story.
If OKCupid did those cheesy eHarmony commercials, we would definitely be on there.
Are you kidding? I'm offering to film it.
Okay, you guys,
and I will play it on Instagram.
There are rules, basically, that the Huffington Post put out. I'm not sure, but one of them was, don't you haul it right away. But you say maybe it doesn't matter.
Listen, you're talking to two lesbians who had very successful U-Haul stories. I think we're doing okay.
Okay, but I did not U-Haul it. I U-Hauled emotionally, but I did not physically move in with my girlfriend.
I did. I brought the suitcases the next day. I was like, this is going really well, so I'm probably going to move in.
You know,
I don't even think Lisa wanted me to move in, to be honest, but I did.
Something I realized this morning, because I knew we were going to be talking about this, I was like, I think all of the gay men at Channel Q are single and all of the lesbians are married.
What does that say about us?
Right?
That we're obsessed with domesticated relationships.
What kind of dater are you?
So I feel like I'm a dater that like I like to talk to a person for a while, and then I like to meet in person because I feel like the texting or chatting or whatever, meet, see what the chemistry is like, and if the chemistry is good, like we can talk every day. Like I don't have to be in person with you every
day. When am I coming over though? Like you meet, how long after that do they?
I'm good with you coming over for a first date.
Okay.
Like I might cook and like have you over for tea. Like see how
it's
it goes.
Not indicative of like getting naked.
I forgot
over.
Where we were. I thought you guys were actually talking about going on a first date together.
If a person has a penis, she's automatically like, have you met Jay?
And I'm
like,
come on.
We'll just do it right now.
Hold Jay.
Do you believe in these points? I want to know.
Him.
Be equally out or equally closeted.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Because I'm not trying to, gay.
Yep. I don't need you to be like on the DL. That's not going to work. Rule number two, spending nights apart. How's that work for the lesbians?
Hate it.
Really difficult. It's actually more easy for me.
Yeah.
But if I go out of town for a couple days,
you're living it up.
Katie's like, I'm don't go. I'm gonna miss you.
So
I'm like,
I'm
married. We've been together almost 10 years. Yes. Like, I can have a couple nights away.
No, I feel the same way. I die when Lisa goes.
I'm like half and half. Like my last situation, he would sleep over like half the nights of the week, and then not the others. And like, I like to cuddle at night and stuff like that. So that's kind of difficult. But I also like my own space.
Well, I know our producer Ginger Justin. He is engaged to be married, and him and his lover still don't live together.
Oh,
they're engaged.
Did you use the word lover? How old gay are you?
She has a set of gams. I'm just using old lingo today.
All right, well, drop the subject is next. So keep it locked here. We'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
Have a great day. Bye.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.